Pretoria 23, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Polokwane in Rustenburg 26 degrees.
Tabiso Kambula for your time. Server traffic, Buccleuch, the N3 North, a 10-minute delay due to a stationary vehicle. It's at the Buccleuch interchange.
In your sport headlines, Les Kiss confirmed as Australia's new rugby men's coach, and Sunil Narine shines with bat and ball as KKR beat the Capitals.
Finance Minister Enegoronwana will today outline the technical steps ahead of the 2025 budget tabling. He'll be joined by his Deputy Ministers and National Treasury Director General Duncan Peterser. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
The briefing aims to clarify the process leading to the finalization of the national budget. This came after the minister agreed to the High Court's order in the Western Cape, suspending his decision to increase VAT by a proposed 0.5%. The VAT rate was set to rise to 15.5% tomorrow, but will now remain at 15%. The budget process in South Africa ensures that the government spending aligns with national policies. Today's briefing follows immense scrutiny of the National Treasury by various political parties, including the EFF, who have called for the resignation of the Minister and National Treasury Director General. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
To Mpumalanga now, where a man is expected to appear in the Masoi Magistrates Court today after allegedly digging up the graves of two family members this week. Police say the graves belong to the man's father and grandfather, who were buried in 2010. He was apparently found at his home asleep with bones believed to be from the graves placed next to him in bed. Here's police spokesperson Donald Maladuli.
The bones were confiscated and will form part of the investigation. This is the has been strongly condemned by the Acting Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zef Mkwanazi, and also extended his gratitude to the one who alerted the police about this incident.
Now for a story that's dominated news headlines over the past 48 hours, the bizarre disappearance of three police constables. What's the latest? Well, their bodies were found yesterday. National Police Commissioner Vani Masemola confirmed that three of the five bodies retrieved from the Hennops River in Centurion are those of the constables who were reported missing last Wednesday. The officers went missing while travelling from Bloemfontein to their deployment area in Limpopo.
The search is still continuing, as we have not yet found the vehicle. Our investigation is continuing. We don't want to speculate at this stage. We have partially some closure in that we found the three members, and we are still continuing the search in the view to find the vehicle, and the investigation will reveal as to what has happened.
To Cape Town now, where the city's fire rescue services say firefighting efforts have been scaled back even further in the South Peninsula. The area along Boys Drive into Kolk Bay, along Clow Valley, and along Oak Kapseweg in Noordtuk has been deemed safe. Here's spokesperson Jermaine Carlson.
At the Tukai Manor House, Volunteer Wildfire Services and NCC attended to hotspots overnight and will remain in attendance until the area is deemed safe. Once again, we extend our sincere appreciation to the public, businesses and other organizations for their assistance during this incident.
And finally, we end off in New York, where the Bronx Zoo announced the first king vulture chick to hatch at the facility in three decades, and it's being raised using a puppet made to look like a mother vulture. Officials say that the hand puppet is designed to prevent the baby bird from imprinting on its human caretakers. They explain that the carers using the puppet to feed and tend to the baby vulture will don costumes to hide their face and other human features during feeding times. I'm Chanel September net vir die hoofnuus. Die eerste minister van finansies Enegoronwana sal vandag die tegniese stappe voor die 2025 begroting uiteensit.
It's going to be hectic, but that story about the three policewomen is just an absolute heartbreaker. I mean, we've been following this story for more than a week now, and to find the bodies and the Hennops and everything,
tragic.
Hey, our condolences, and cops, go and find them. Go find out who did this. Jacaranda FM.